Online Podcast 124. Hello, how are you, ladies and gentlemen? And this is for Jason from Connecticut. I'm going to say, Tuan Tuan Dan Puan Puan. Tuan Tuan Dan Puan Puan means ladies and gentlemen, except it actually is gentlemen and ladies. We put the Tuan Tuan before Puan Puan. I don't know why, cultural, whatever. Tuan Tuan Dan Puan Puan means ladies and gentlemen. So that's for, and it's actually in Malay and not in Mandarin. But, yeah. Two things. Well, I have several things that I would like to talk about this show, but because something happened this weekend and I thought that I should, the mood changed. And so I would like to push a few things down to my future shows. But several things that I would like to talk about is, first of all, I want to thank Jason from Connecticut for the donation again. Thank you very much. And it's already been used. It's already been used for my this month's hosting at Libsyn. Partially, definitely. I thank you so much. And also another wonderful listener, David R., whom I think I talk about in the very, very beginning of my shows when he started listening. He sent me, this is the second time of him sending the second time he sent me a donation. So thank you very much. I really, truly, honestly appreciate what you're doing, David and Jason, and all of you for listening. And I would definitely put the donation to good use. I actually only use that money to maintain the show, pretty much like paying for the hosting fee and all that. Anyway, thank you so much. So if you'd like to do the same, you can find out the information on my website at onlinepodcast.com. Also, anytime you would like to leave me a feedback so that you can respond back to whatever I say on this show, you are welcome to go to onlinepodcast.com and just leave a comment on the comment area. And you are actually encouraged to even call into my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. So I'm so glad that I receive a lot of positive feedback from the other Bamboo Boys Gay episode, last episode 123. And I also received a slightly of a not so positive comment from a listener of mine. And this is something that I would like to address because, And of course, I'm recording this and he's already written me a second letter explaining why he expressed that. And I truly, honestly, I really appreciate your second letter as well. I mean, I truly, honestly appreciate the first letter. And the comment that I think, let me go to the website so I don't paraphrase. I got a comment, for those of you who pay attention to the comment on show 123, you probably know what I'm talking about. And I hope my program that's recording the show doesn't quit. I was recording a show earlier and it quit.
Please hang up and try again.
Creepy, it just quit. Oh my goodness, it quit. But anyway, let me go back to what I was talking about. So this listener of mine, left me a comment regarding the Singlish part of the show of show 123. And I don't want to, it's really no big deal. I hope you are not too hard on yourself. I obviously reacted to it. It was a little bit hard, just like I was telling the mischievous boys. Every time there's a negative comment, it's a little bit hard to take because you're still human. Well, I'm still human, right? And, but I took it in and I didn't want to snap back. I could easily do that, but I choose not to, and I choose to just try to think why you said that. And the comment was, your bit in Singlish in this episode is about as annoying as your faux American accent. As a Singaporean, I felt insulted to be represented this way. And he continued in the second post to pretty much say the same thing, but he continued saying, you have a Malaysian accent too when you were talking to your parents. This is referring to one of my older episodes on January 2nd. I don't remember what number. I have an interview with my parents. And you lapse in, going back to the comment, and you lapse into a non-American accent every now and then. So don't give a shout out to us in Singlish. It is not appreciated because most of us don't talk in that manner. And he has then since sent me a letter and very generously apologized for with regards to the comment. But he still also insisted that even though that said, he still felt very insulting when I speak like that in Singlish. Now, Singlish is Singaporean English. And the reason why, and this is directly to you, this listener of mine, I do not intend, and of course he said, you know, and also in a personal email saying that whether or not I intended to, it still sounded insulting. And I can understand that. I totally understand how you're feeling. But for me is, I cannot control what you think. I cannot control what kind of background you may have regarding to that sort of accent. And I listen to a lot of, I listen to one Singaporean podcast, but I also listen to a lot of other Singaporean friends and so forth. And so it is merely a fun, really tongue-in-cheek way of saying hello. It is kind of a connection. And like you said, the Malaysian accent laps in and out. And I don't try. I can't. I say I can't. But, so if I want to go back into my Malaysian accent, I would say I can't. I can't speak like that because it depends on the situation. I can speak like that when I'm in my Malaysian accent because I have several set of accent that I use. If I speak like that, there's a lot of American listeners might not get a certain things. And for goodness sake, I live in this country for 10 years, and I live with an American for the last 6-7 years. So it is really hard to not do that. And I know in your second email, you did mention that as well. You are also somebody from outside of Singapore. And so you totally understand my situation. And I appreciate your second email as well. And so no hard feelings, my dear listener. And we will go back and revisit the issue about the noise that you're listening to is actually my heater here. It's snowing outside. So the issue that I'd like to revisit is, why does it still sound hurtful, or not hurtful, but insulting when you talk this way? And now I truly do not try to imply that all Singaporeans sound like this. No, that is totally not. My true intention was to get a personal connection because I know that some of my Manglish and some of the Singlish are similar because we have the similar background, the Chinese language influence plus the English pronunciation that is not entirely in line with American or British accent or any other accent for that matter in English. So it was just a friendly gesture, tongue in cheek, and I hope that you won't take that too seriously, and I hope that you won't take yourself too seriously about that comment also. It's I appreciate you giving me the feedback, and I appreciate you sending me the follow-up letter as well. So there you go, and that's all I need to talk about, and I will continue doing what I'm doing because it is not an intention to hurt anyone or insult anyone. Okay, that's it. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then just forget and skip that 10 minutes of explanation. And I'd like to go into answering my other listeners' email. That is our French, friendly French listener, Seduce. He's from France, but currently is in Geneva. And his questions are, first one, did you sing the intro music yourself? Yes, I did sing the intro music myself. It is called Langit Biru Kita. You can actually go to johnong.com and click on the music singing tab, and then there's a download on the left-hand side. In fact, I want to let you know that next time, I don't know when, I am in touch with the co-author of that song, the co-composer, whatever, of Langit Biru Kita from Japan. He and his band is going to join us for an interview. How fun is that? So stay subscribed. Sometime in the future, we'll get to listen to that. And so, yes, I do sing that myself. Hiro from Japan wrote that song, and it is an existing song of, you know, from the band. And he just pulled out all the audio stuff, all the vocal stuff, and just give me the music track. And I just use the music track and lay my own melody and my own vocal and lyrics myself. So that is how the song came about. We'll definitely talk more about that next time. I think I'm going to play the original song for you as well and see how different it is, even though from the same bass soundtrack. And so that was question number one, and I promised to Tuesday answer the questions last week, and I did not do that because we ran out of time. So this week I would like to talk about it, answer the questions pretty much. And then the second question, did you really eat dogs and cats? Satus, no, I do not really eat dogs and cats. And this reference, I think I talked about that last week, is because I went on Eat This Hot Show and I was teasing with the gals, and therefore I said that, you know, I'm Chinese and so I eat cats and dogs. But it was a joke. It was completely a joke. How inappropriate it is. I just like to poke fun of myself. Oh, actually, I'm going to go back to the Singlish accent thing while I'm here. I think sometimes I don't want to really say that the listener think that way, but sometimes I personally have gone through this myself. Only lately that I am embracing my culture more as I am farther from my country. I embrace Manglish more. When language doesn't show intelligence, sometimes it does, but for people who speak multiple languages, people who come from a different culture and different background, you cannot judge people by their accent, judge their intelligence, or just judge them by how they speak. It is so completely unfair. I was judged that way before, and so I don't judge people by the accent of their English. I don't judge people by that. I don't judge people. I get to know them as their whole self and not a part of them. Not their accent, not their sexuality, not their skin color, none of those. And that's what I go by. That's what I do. So I think if somebody's feel like it's insulted because of the way Singlish sounds, does it sound stupid? I don't think so. To me, it sounds very warm. It sounds very local. It sounds very cool. And I know a lot of Singaporeans who speak Singlish intentionally like that. And there's also other Singaporeans who do not speak like that. And I am no by any stretch of the imagination try to imply that Singaporeans sound like that. So, and plus, I am very proud of the Manglish that I speak sometimes. The reason why I choose not to do it is because I have a lot of American listeners. If I have another show, good God knows when I would have time for that, but if I do have another show, I would actually love to do an entire show in the way I would usually speak in English with my Malaysian friends. It sounds very different. So, the reason why I flip back and forth on my parents' interview was purely because of that. And I'm very proud of my own Manglish way of speaking English. And talking about that, related back to, oh gosh, I'm just like going back and forth, am I not? Next, Will, a listener of mine, sent in this comment. So I would like to share that with you right now. Let's take a listen to this. And it has something to do with my accent. So thank you so much, Will, for sending this in.
Hello, 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 John. This is Will from Huntsville, and I had to call your show because you called me out. Okay, you say you're Malaysian-born
yes,
Chinese,
I did.
So I guess that would make me an American-born Mexican. So there you go.
There you go.
You could probably tell that from my forever picture. Anyhow,
you're very cute
I loved
too.
Your last two shows, the parts one and two with the Bamboo Boys, and they're all very cute, but the hottest one has to be David. Having a craving for Thai all of a sudden. I just subscribed to their podcast to get all their videos, and I'm getting ready to watch them as soon as I send this off to you, so it's going to be a short comment.
Great!
So, anyhow, I love the variety that your show offers, and I would hate it if anything were to happen to you. I have a confession to make. The main reason I keep listening, other than the interesting content, is that I love your accent, so keep on putting them out there, and I'll keep listening.
And, I will. I will.
If you have a call-in show, maybe I'll call in. So it's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Will. Bye. Thank you, Will. I will definitely do another call-in show. The last time I did that, it was quite successful, even though not in the amount of number of people coming, but in the amount of, well, in the sense of the content. I think we get to talk to Secret Simon and also Tigger. So, next time I will definitely try to do another call-in show again. I'm rubbing my eyes. And, go back to Setus's questions. Setus asked the third question. No, that's not a question. He just told me what his Skype name is. And he said that he would love to play a sound game with me. I have no idea what he's talking about. I think I mentioned that on my previous shows as well. And what else? What job do I have? Okay, I have 7 jobs. And I'm not kidding you. Like I said in my other podcast, I have 7 jobs and 9 of them do not pay. So this is what I do. I am a motion graphic designer. I do motion graphics during the day. And then I also work in a part-time retail store in the evening. So that's 2 jobs, right? And I have 1 podcast, this one, online podcast. I also have another podcast in Penang style Hokkien called PenangHokkien.com, Penang Hokkien podcast. And then I also have a t-shirt company, a podcasting t-shirt company, Plug Plug, PodcastersUnite.com. And if you are a podcaster, you will benefit from talking about it on your website. You will get a t-shirt off of everybody who comes from your website to purchase our t-shirts. Blah, blah, we'll talk about that later. And then it's very cool looking also, so go check it out, podcastersunite.com. And then I also do part-time freelance graphic design. I also sing part-time, so that's 7. So I have 7 jobs, so I'm very busy. So that's what I do, Setus, that's what I do. And next question is, do I have a boyfriend? Yes, I do have a boyfriend, and it is going to be 8 years coming up this May. So yes, I do have a boyfriend. And, oh, sorry, I moved the microphone. And he lives in... Oh, yeah, he was telling me that he lives in Geneva. He's French, but he lives in Geneva, and so he totally understands the whole being an alien sort of issues and sometimes hassle. Sorry, I had pot roast this morning. And is that all? I think that is all. So I hope I answer all your questions, Setus. And please correct me if I don't pronounce your name correctly. Anyway, that is probably it. Oh, I'm going to go back and talk about Jason and Guillermo. Jason, Guillermo, we've been communicating via email and voicemail about the future possibility of having them up here on online podcast and chat with us. We will talk about the anything really, but there's one thing that we'll talk about is actually we'll talk about that. You just have to stay tuned. Did you know? I just want to spill one bean. Jason Oh my goodness, he has a wonderful voice. Oh my god, I heard it and I said that this boy, I don't know how old he is. He's probably 20, young, like mid-20s or early 20s. He has such a wonderful voice that I almost fainted when I heard it. And now I have his audio sample in my iPod and I keep listening and listening and listening and listening. It is wonderful. Jason, you are so good. And so we're going to have Jason and Guillermo come up to my show. And I'm sure Will would appreciate that too. I don't speak Spanish. I would love to. I sing Spanish songs. In fact, I have a song that I have to turn now because I have nobody to turn to ask for Spanish pronunciation. Oy. But anyway. Okay, change of topic entirely. I think there are several things I would like to talk about, but I'm going to skip over. Like in the very beginning, I told you this weekend something happened and changed sort of the... I don't know. I don't know what it changes. I'm sure the person involved don't want me to think of it this way. But for those of you who know or are involved in this circle, you probably know who I'm talking about. Some of you have heard that when my cat was really sick, I was very concerned that it was some kind of disease. And two previous cats of mine went to the vet and did not come back. And it was something really, really heavy and difficult for me to deal with. And so I was being a drama queen and I was all upset. I don't know. But Madge wrote me a very uplifting and not really uplifting, but more like a boost of energy for me. And those of you probably know too, I talk about this on my show as well. Madge's girlfriend, Gasiewicz, was dealing with cancer. And I waited and I don't know if I should or want to talk about it. And since Madge posted on her website, I decided to talk about it. This weekend, on Saturday, Gussie passed away. And it's very sad. It's very sad, and I really want to thank Matt for sharing all those experiences and the things that she had to go through taking care of Gussie and the love that they shared between them and how powerful the love between them are all the way through. And it made me learn and rethink about my priority in life also. And it's very powerful. And I cannot imagine how hard it would be to go through this. And you guys obviously witness my... fragile little heart shattered when I was very worried and concerned about my cat. But can you imagine how that is for Madge? I know she doesn't listen to this show. I don't know how and what to tell somebody when somebody loses a loved one. And I think... I hope I didn't sound too stupid when I emailed Madge. I want to tell her that I care and that I'm sending my love over to her and to Gussie. But does this sound stupid? I don't know if this sounds stupid. I don't want to say anything. I don't have anything smart to say. I don't have anything encouraging or anything uplifting or anything good to say. It's a bad situation. It is just a very sad situation. I don't have anything good to say. I don't know anything good to say. And so I just keep saying, you know, I don't know what to say, but here's my love. And I hope I'm not trying to fix anything. I can't fix anything for Madge, but it is. I just don't know. I'm just not smart this way. I don't know what to say. And I think I ask people before people who have gone through these kind of loss, great grief and loss of somebody they really, really love. And the answer that I usually get from them is you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything. But of course, through email, you know, if I'm there, I don't have to say anything. That's fine. But since we're not really physically close to each other, so I just sent email to Madge and say, this is my love. And I think what the sharing that she's been, did I say he, she, the sharing that she's been sharing to all of us through her show has been a great source of energy. And I really learned a whole lot from her experience. And all my thoughts and the deepest condolences out to Madge on yeastradio.com. And I'm so glad you were there with Gussie. I'm sorry, did you hear that? That was my wheezing, my asthma. Did you hear that? Oh gosh, I hope you didn't hear that. That little So I just want to send, I'm so glad that you can be there with Gussie until the very end. And so my thoughts and everything out to you. And it's just no fun, you know? And all that I can think of for myself, the lesson that I've learned is, I know I have a lot of stuff that I stick my head down too deeply into my projects, my work. And I know sometimes I didn't give enough time to people I love enough. And you know, enjoy and savor the moment that you have right now. You can only plan this much. And Madge's advice to me when I was really upset with my cat's sickness was, don't worry until you absolutely have to. That's something that she said to me that I took as such a strong message. And thank you very much for your sharing, Madge. And what I learned is love everyone, love, don't waste any time. I think, like, you know, the little thing that I mentioned that I probably took too much time talking about, but I wanted to be clear, and that's why I took a little bit of time explaining, is to my listener regarding the Singlish part. It's such a small matter, such a small thing, you know, and it really, really means nothing compared to this. So don't be too hard on yourself. I definitely am not taking this too personal. No. And we all learn, and I learn, and you learn. And I think don't waste too much time thinking about little things like that. There are more important issues. People who are around you that need your love and want your love, share more of that with them and really enjoy the time with them. That's all I can say. And I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. And I know, smile. That's my thing. Smile. Oh, and talking about smile, before I wrap up this show, Felicia from Florida, also another very loyal listener of mine, created me a cute tune, almost like a theme song almost. And I've already asked for her permission, and I'm trying to make that and turn that into a song. And to answer her, what do I use? I actually use GarageBand to do all my composition. And so that's what I use, Felicia, and I will try to do that sometime in the future when I find time. And also to, oh my god, jumping back and forth, Jason and Guillermo, is that we can do a conference call just through phone. That will be fine. Or if you have Skype, we can also use Skype, but phone is totally fine as well. And thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you will come back and listen to what we have next on Thursday. I'm still deciding. I may not have time, so I may play the third part of the interview with the Bamboo Boys, otherwise known as the Mischievous Boys. So come back and listen to that on Thursday, and I think we'll schedule a time with Jason and Guillermo. Maybe on the next week's program, we'll talk to them about everything. And I hope you will go out and love someone and don't forget to smile. Okay? Everybody take care. Bye-bye, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.